I'm here with Jenny Carr, the Sustainable Energy Officer at Oxford City Council, and she's here to tell us about a fantastic festival that's starting on Saturday.
Yeah, so basically we've got a whole week's worth of events called Low Carbon Oxford Week. It's from the 14th of June to the 22nd, the following weekend. The idea of the event is all about highlighting all of the green activities and environmental groups that are all around Oxford doing such great stuff, and putting that in front of a wider audience, so not just the usual suspects, but putting events on everybody's doorstep that are free and accessible to everybody, so they can all get involved in what's happening in Oxford.
That sounds really exciting.
Yeah, we've managed to pull together over 60 events so far on the website, and there's still opportunities to register more if you've got an event happening that you want us to help promote. But we've got comedy, we've got music, we've got lots of food things, which is exciting, and workshops, talks, anything and everything. It's all sort of happening, and like I say, most of it's free, lots of it's outdoors, hoping for some good weather, and it should be just a great big celebratory week, really.
Brilliant. There are a couple of events that caught my eye when I was looking through the programme on the website, and one of them was the 25 by 25 hyper-local dinner event. How does that work?
Well, the Tell Street Kitchen have been very kind in giving us a venue for pretty much the whole week, so they're hosting all sorts of talks, workshops, film showings and things like that, but obviously their main business is food. That's what they do really well. It's a really sustainable local restaurant, but a really friendly place, and their 25 by 25 is basically a three-course dinner for £25, which is a bit of a bargain, where everything has been sourced from within 25 miles of the Tell Street Kitchen, so you don't get much more local than that. It's a really good opportunity to just go and check out what's available from within Oxfordshire, and have that served up by some of our best chefs in a very friendly restaurant. So I'll hopefully be there.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of food events, because obviously most people, by and large, get quite excited about going and having a nice meal or sort of getting interested in food. So as well as that meal, we've got a sustainable food fair, which is happening this Saturday, the 14th, on Bond Square. There's going to be cooking demonstrations, all sorts of local producers. So another opportunity for free to just walk into town and taste something, try cooking something, and meet the people that are making local food great in Oxford. By and large, if you're eating locally and seasonally, that's a good thing to do. It's not being transported as far as getting things thrown from the other side of the planet. If you're growing your own food, that's great, because you know it uses very little sort of resource, and just knowing what's seasonal, so what hasn't had to been put in a hot house or put into cold storage for ages, you might be a bit baffled at how to eat sustainably, but this week's all about teaching people a few tips so that they can make a contribution as well. Eating less meat, for example, is a really good idea. You don't necessarily have to give up your Sunday roast, but just eating a few more fruit and vegetables, growing your own food, and cutting down on meat are all massive contributions that anybody can make that might make you healthier and save money, as well as being good for the environment. One of the main messages about this week is that there are small actions that people can take, right up to great big actions, like, you know, putting solar panels on your roof is quite a big deal, and that's fantastic. But actually, a good start is to just make sure you're recycling properly, that you might be cycling or walking to work or to school, that all of these little things count, and just to get people on that journey and start making a difference now, and showing them all the things that they can do.
Brilliant. And a couple of the talks are on those types of topics, aren't they?
Yeah, so we've got a lovely lady called Anna Pitt, who's an author, who's talking again at the Tell Street Kitchen. If you just hang around the Tell Street Kitchen all week, you will find something of Low Carbon Oxford Week, no doubt. But she's doing some really good talks for families and grown-ups on 101 ways to live cleaner and greener for free. So basically, it doesn't have to cost the earth to go sort of green and be more environmentally responsible. There's lots and lots of things that you can do that are fun, that are cheap, that are free, and it's a bit of a workshop about those sorts of things. So I'm looking forward to that one as well.
Marvellous. I also got quite excited about the Open Green Homes, a chance to nosy round some people's places, maybe.
Yeah, glad that appeals to you. It's the sort of thing that appeals to me as well. So, yeah, we've been organising Open Green Homes across Oxfordshire for the past couple of months, but this week, so again, the weekend of the 14th and the 15th of June, I think there's about 25 houses in Oxford, so there'll be something that's on everybody's doorstep, and it's literally open doors, come in, have a cup of tea and a chat. Some of them are offering tea and cakes, I see, and you basically can have a look and see what are the simple things people have done in their houses that have saved money, that you might be able to go and do it at your home. The following weekend, so on the 21st of June, we've then got an energy fair again on Bond Square. So if you've seen things things that you want to do in your own home. It might be draft proofing or insulating or looking into renewable energy or recycling at home. You can go and find out how to do it and find local suppliers and talk through your ideas. So go and get your inspiration one weekend and then find out how to make it happen the next.
Excellent. So if people want to find out a bit more about what's going on, where can they do that?
The best place to go is our website, so it's lcoweek.org, and that is really sort of the repository for all of the events. So as I say, at the minute we're amazed that we've got about 60 plus events. You can search by day, you can look on a map and see what's happening near you, and you can find out all the details about things that you can book, and there's just something for everybody on there. So I really urge everyone to go and have a look. Whilst you're on the website as well, we're asking people to make a pledge, so what action you can take to contribute to Oxford as a green city. And if you make a pledge on the website or see us at one of the events, we'll enter you in a lovely prize draw and you can win £100 worth of goodies from places like the Oxford Bus Company, Cultivate, all sorts of sustainable goodies, but good stuff.
Fantastic stuff.
You might not think that you're interested in sort of green events, eco events, but if you're interested in music, if you like food, if you like being outdoors, if you're looking for something to do with the family, there's oodles of stuff there. We've even got a festival at the end of it, so Tandem Festival out at Hill End Outdoor Education Centre are part of our week. It's sort of going to be the kick back and relax celebration at the end of our celebration, so tickets are available for that as well, and that's a music festival with all sorts of upcycling workshops and food workshops and all sorts as well. So yeah, get to the website lcoweek.org and see what's happening near you and get involved.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.